Hello, welcome to the inaugural Craft Haze podcast featuring all three members of Craft Haze. Welcome. If you're listening, thank you for coming along. You've got Dave, Mike and myself welcoming you to the Craft Haze podcast. We've all got a beer in hand, or we will have if we haven't. Have we all got, you all got a beer?
Oh, yeah, looks like
you've got a beer. Great stuff. Great stuff. Yep. I can hear the sound of beer opening, which is a good sign.
The noise of the beer pouring.
Lovely stuff. I can see you both pouring. Brilliant. Well, I've already got into this one. I missed the note about opening a beer on the podcast so we can hear it opening. Well, I can assure you I'm drinking it.
Lovely stuff. Turning point.
Great stuff, yeah. So we've got three beers we're drinking tonight. We've kept it fairly sensible, to be fair. I know we've all got work tomorrow morning, but didn't bring a dipper into the proceedings. We've gone for fairly sensible percentages. What have we got?
Started on a 5%, I think, didn't we? Yeah. LHG.
Yeah, the LHG Brewpub Galaxy and Citra Pale was the first beer tonight. So yeah, first one for me. I don't know about you guys, for their from their Brewpub range of beers.
Yeah, same
beer.
Yeah, first one.
And I was about to smell this beer, but this is Turning Point. The LHG was good. I can confirm it was good. Haven't tagged it into Untappd yet, so I'll have to remember how it was without smelling the Turning Point and thinking it's that. But it was good. I'm a big fan of the Galaxy hops and obviously the Citra, so I think that's a great combination. Thoughts from you, Dave? Think you're good?
The Galaxy, yeah, I liked it. It was easy, wasn't it? Well, you know, my rankings of beers probably isn't your normal mouth feels and on the nose and taste. I go with easy, hard, you know, stuff like that. It was easy, enjoy it, sit around a barbecue. Yeah,
That is beer, isn't it? Yeah.
A good intro for an evening drinking, definitely.
I think.
Nice 5% slides down.
Yeah.
Nice,
absolutely.
And easy.
I think that's LHG's idea with these brewpub beers. You'll notice they're a lot more sessionable compared to their stronger beers, I'd say, some of their core beers from their original range. But yeah, absolute abundance of tropical fruit aromas lead to flavours of passion fruit, guava and ripe, I can't say that, papaya. Rounding it out to a smooth and balanced finish, which is not me making up, that's on the back of the can.
Yeah.
But that's good. Yeah, no, good beer, really nice. But sorry, we're talking about the beer quite a bit. We should go back to the introduction of Craft Haze, which has been completely missed.
We are
Craft Haze. Absolutely, who are we? I don't even know who we are. I'd prefer just to drink the beer and talk about the beer, but we will talk about Craft Haze and who we are. The three of us, you can't see us. There might be a brief video on the socials, but you can't see us. But there are three of us here. There's myself, there's Dave and Mike, and the three of us make up Craft Haze. Welcome. It's good to have all three of us on. We're all very much into craft beer. I guess all three of us like different styles, would you say, to be fair to say?
Yeah, probably. I guess my opinion would be we're possibly all at different points of the journey. You know, me and Steph
definitely
are probably earlier into this marathon than you are. And I guess because of my local, you know, because we've been here and seeing you more and that pool, maybe I'm pulling on a little bit more, but I would say me and Sless are closer together on this journey than, and you're much
not the veteran. Not the veteran that is JP.
Not the veteran that you are. I think we,
well,
you know,
yeah.
Our percentages tend to be a bit lower.
Well, the three of us, I think together, we started our craft haze journey. Our craft beer journey started a little while ago, but the craft haze journey together has been good so far. Essentially, the three of us, we started craft haze, would have been what? I guess the dream
July,
came
August,
about from, yeah, from July, Mike and Dave. Yeah. I think you two originally had a bit of an idea.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess, craft haze. I guess
you came up with the name, Dave, didn't you, definitely? If I remember.
Do we talk about craft haze now and how craft haze came on? Do we talk about our craft beer journey and where craft haze sits into that? Do you know what I mean? We started the opposite of beer tasting, didn't we?
Yes.
Which is a little splinter group. There's seven of us in it, so kind of we're taking turns to pick some boxes and pick some beers, and we send a box to everybody, and you know, everyone drinks the same beers on the night. And real one of the benefits of COVID, isn't it?
Absolutely. How many months have we done that for now?
Well, everyone's done one. Well, it's Jim, We must be on about month 8, 9, 9 or 10.
Yeah, well, the original started. Remember, it was after the Brussels beer tour last February.
Oh, yeah.
Off the back of that, conversation started.
Yeah.
Had a lovely, lovely weekend in Brussels. Tasted the craft beers, and off the back of that, we decided let's do something a bit more organised and started setting up beer tasting. I think it was probably a couple of months after that that it started becoming a bit more organised between us.
Yeah, I think it was good, you know, COVID. It's one of them benefits. Is it come out of COVID? Because you've got obviously a fair few of us in the Midlands, but Mike down in St Albans and Jim up in York, and all of a sudden, once a month, we're in the pub together, aren't we? Granted, that pub's my kitchen.
But yeah, I can remember.
It's brilliant. More beer than most pubs.
Yeah. I don't know, was it only the four of us that went to Belgium?
Just the four. I think we added Cooksy to the group as a little tag on, didn't we? Just because, you know, to make them square symmetrical, really, on teams at the time. No offence, Cooks, if you're listening.
Well, yeah, I can remember us going into lockdown, and then we were having a chat saying, look, we need to have a beer. While we were doing a Zoom call, it became, you know, kind of fashion straight off. Obviously, everybody wanted to do it. But then it was like, no, actually, Jim could get us some good beer from up north. You know, he's in York. And he could put a box together for us to drink. I think he must have sent us about 20 beers. It was quite a lot.
Yeah, it was decent.
And I can't remember who picked or what picked. Or was it just Jim who picked?
I think it was just Jim, originally.
No, it was Jim who didn't pick, because there was four of us then.
Right.
On the call, weren't there? So Jim sent the beers out, and then us three, and Cooksy picked.
I can remember really getting into that. And it was the first time I'd drunk Pomona. First time I'd had, I think I'd had some North Brew beers or some, Northern Monk. Was it North? I can't remember.
North Brewing, wasn't it?
North Brewing, yeah, we're in there, which got highly rated. Putney was in there. So that for me was a real right next step, because I'd had, you know, based in Worcester, we'd had Daya and a few other, maybe some Bristol based beer. But this was great, you know, us getting a chance to try a lot more, certainly from up north as well.
Definitely. It was the first time I think I really started to get interested in the beers specifically, where they're from, who the brewery was, you know, what the history is. You know, I think pre that, it was very much like, you know, look at what's in the fridge, what looks good, you know, put the order in. But I
think it's Camden Hells when it's less.
Yeah, it was pretty much, Camden. But, well, look, can't, it wouldn't help that. Or Mad Squirrel, basically.
But well, that's it. I was just going to say.
Jim opened our eyes a little bit, didn't he? I mean, the Brussels beer tour before then was, you know, I think it was, Brussels Beer Project or whatever? That was a bit of an eye-opener for us. Fantastic place. Delta IPA and Juice Junkie or something like that. Really
that
enjoyed
was a
that.
Bit different, wasn't it?
But we weren't exactly coming back with loads of crafts, myself and Dave, from that trip, were we?
I mean, I can't wait to go to Belgium again now. Like, I remember being in Belgium and that excitement in Jim and JP when we went to that first pub as we came off the Eurostar. And like we've been drinking Brewdog on the Eurostar and stuff, and we came in, we went, we sat down, and Jim went to the bar and said, "Give us your favourite beer." And he came over with like an 8.7% beer.
Yeah, I remember it being near enough 9%.
I was thinking, this ain't San Miguel. I mean, what's going on here? This is not San Miguel. You know, that's what was going through my head at the time. And like, I can't wait to go back there, because how much I'll probably enjoy that now. I just didn't recognise. He was like, right, I've got to drink this so we can get out.
No appreciation of it, was there?
Yeah. Whereas now, like, I've got this real appreciation, which I guess we'll come on to on my craft journey in a bit, like, but, yeah.
Yeah, well, without further ado, I mean, we touched upon it, Sless, but, you know, the craft beer journeys, you talked briefly about yours, Sless, but do you want to just tell us, you know, perhaps over the last 3 years, how you've sort of got into craft?
Yeah, I mean, and it's probably more, you know, definitely more recent. Like Dave was saying, myself and Dave, probably our journeys are slightly shorter than yours, JP. But I suppose always, you know, been an ale drinker, probably more than a lager, particularly, you know, really enjoyed the soft sort of pale ales that you get, like the Woodman's in the French Hen, which is one of our locals. Always loved that. whenever we went up north to the lakes, I remember getting Bluebird Bitter was a favourite as well. And I think it's that kind of discovery of, you know, new beers and you know, the breweries and the history that goes with them that I really liked. And, you know, myself and my mates around here in St Albans would go to, like, the St Albans Beer Festival each year. But I think even then it was mainly cask ales. But I remember Mad Squirrel was one of the first sort of craft beers that I got exposed to. One of the breweries that opened up or breweries around at Hertfordshire Way, but they opened a tap room in St Albans. I can't remember, it was 2018 or 2019. That was great beers, Sumo, Roadkill, New England IPAs. Really nice. I mean, I go there way too often, or I did pre-lockdown, I suppose. But that was kind of opened up the eyes to craft beer. And then other than that, it was probably mainly sort of supermarket stuff, kind of brew dogs. Yep. And I think it wasn't really until we started doing the beer tours, particularly like Brussels, that you didn't understand the extent of the amount available, particularly in the UK. Just all the stories behind them. I love with craft beer is that, you know, you've got a couple of guys just almost in a shed making craft beer, for the love of it. And they'll make, you know, they'll make it, you know, make a few beers, and once they're done, they're gone basically, and they're on to the next beer. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. So much choice, variety.
Just so much choice
in the hops, yeast,
isn't it? I love that technique about it. And so really, it was, you know, like we talked about, off the back of the footy tour, or the beer tour to Brussels, and then the beer tasting. That's when it's really accelerated this past sort of 9 to 12 months. Really started getting into trying to find those unheard of, unspoken breweries around the UK, really trying to understand different hops available, you know, different percentages. I would say definitely the percentage that I'm drinking now has massively changed. You know, the idea of drinking, you know, an 8.5% dipper or a 10% dipper, you know, a couple of years ago, wouldn't have ever dreamt of it. You know, it just wouldn't have made sense at all. You know, you'd be down at your sort of 3-4%, 5% maybe. But now, absolutely loving it. I mean, some of the dippers, you know, juicy as hell. You wouldn't have a clue it's 8%.
Yeah, well, 6% of my pick, we've got a night off.
No, exactly. I mean, this is a work night, isn't it? You know, tomorrow I've got an early start, so I'll just stay on 6.5%.
So, you're right.
And yeah, I suppose, past 6 months massively, you know, accelerated. Obviously, craft day is a massive part of that. And, you know, we touched on the beginnings of craft days, and I think really it was off the back of that beer tasting. And people like, you know, particularly myself and Dave, that I think craft days is born for, you know, the kind of people that, you know, we're not experts in craft or, you know, becoming more experts. We want to get into it. There's so much choice out there and people want a helping hand with it. And I think that's where craft days is born.
And that's... I'd agree. That's perfect. No, it sums it up well, Sless. Nice little journey there, to be fair. Yeah, I know Mad Squirrel's not far from you in terms of their tap room, which is good. A little bit of Camden in there.
4-minute walk, so ideal.
Oh, nice. Okay. Good. Dave, touch upon your craft journey, if you will.
Yeah, mine's semi-similar to Sless's in that. When you said 3 years, I was thinking, bloody hell, 3 years ago, I was thinking I was drinking craft beer because I was drinking Red Peroni, not Nastro Azzurri, you know.
Nice.
So I guess mine's a little bit less. I guess my first exposure to it is Tonic Bar with you, JP.
Yeah, in Worcester. Shout out to Tonic, yeah. I mean, they're a big part of mine.
You know, being in there and seeing you picking a can and me thinking I was going to have a gin and tonic and you're picking this purple can and me thinking, well, that's the gin and tonic on then, so I'm gonna have to pick a can and going through that. That was my first, and you know, I probably touched it there and then left it for a few months. And we went to Leeds. If you remember when we went to Leeds and
absolutely.
The bars we went to, there was this kind of, I don't know what they were, but you know, again, if we went to them next week where we are now with craft beer, I imagine I'd have that dream. Do you know what I mean? Like we've gone in there. kind of
yeah.
rustic bar, the first one with this kind of rustic bar, wasn't it? And I remember you and Jim JP were getting really excited about the beers. And
I got a bit too excited, I think.
Fridges, wasn't it? There were, yeah. there were loads of fridges.
So much on offer.
And I was there desperately looking for like a cider or something at the time.
Where's the Carling?
Yeah, come in. We tanked that, and then we got to another bar. You know, it's like that. And I suppose I've hid behind bridges that day, and not drank those kind of crappies. But there's a bit of exposure to it. And then the moment it probably changes is at Jim's wedding, and me and JP are racing. Yeah. Me and it's only Brewdog, you know, it's only Punk IPA. But me and JP are racing each other on the Punk IPA to drink them out of it. No one else at that wedding drank.
Oh, I remember that well. Yeah, back-to-back weddings for me that weekend. And Punk IPA in large amounts was just what I needed.
Yeah.
And also, what did they have? Kutch, a Tiny Rebel Kutch on tap as well. Yeah. On cask, if you remember.
Yeah. And obviously, where he was before the wedding as well, that you weren't there, where you came up, but the Warmgate Ale House was like it was an ale weekend, really.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
So went there. And I was liking it, but like, whereas Sless says like he was an ale drinker, I was a lager or a lager, maybe cider. Do you mean I like that bit of sweetness? For a long time, I used to drink a lager dash just because I wanted that bit of sweetness in there.
Yeah, well, really, understandable though. You know, before craft or before getting onto craft, that would probably be a really nice drink, a go-to drink,
refreshing.
You know, Belgium with Belgium and. And like I look at that and I think to myself it was a trip wasted a lot of the time because of how I didn't appreciate it really. But then beer tastings happened and I got untapped in. So first beer tasting, if we're on 10 of those so far, so March is going to be 11, isn't it? So February 10 off February. So what's that? April, May? April. Was that first
one? Around that maybe. Yep.
Something like that, yeah.
So I got untapped in May. So, I've drank 200 beers since May.
What was your first check-in? Do you remember that?
It would have been my first beer was on that night. So it would have been Canata by North.
Okay, nice. Good start.
Mango Guava, which I think I gave 4.5 or something like that at the time. It was sweet, wasn't it? Pure luck.
Yeah.
Generally now.
Yeah, kind of the same, actually. Early scorer. 4.5
If you get a 4 off me now, like, you've done pretty well. But yeah, it's kind of really accelerated. I think I know what I like. I like a juice bomb. I like the hot bird. They're the things I like. I know what something that's going to challenge me a little bit. I'm not into that, and that's why I go with that theory of easy and hard. That's probably me, I guess.
Nice. Nice, mate. Well, good journey, to be fair. It's an honest one, as you say. You were a go-to drink before sort of craft became a little bit more mainstream would be that lager top or that, a refreshing drink, as you touched upon, a little bit of a cider or something. Yeah. And then you open up to some of these flavours with craft, which is just it's just a different game, isn't it? And what I like about it is actually we're getting to our parents and the older generation that were probably so used to drinking. Well, my dad, just a Carling, just a lager or a Stella. And now he's having 12 craft beers from Craft Days. And it's just ridiculous. It's something different, never had this before. I know, Slash, your dad been on the old Vienna-style lager.
Circle. Yeah, it's like something different. I mean, big fan of Citra beers, for sure.
Yeah.
My dad. He probably doesn't have a clue of the percentages he's drinking, but I'll keep that to myself.
No, absolutely right.
When he's on the floor, but exactly. It's just something new, refreshing. I mean, it makes sense when you your ciders and your lager dashes that you'd be interested in the juice bombs. But it's, I suppose, it's a natural progression, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
George JP. George,
well, for me,
we've been going 3 years.
How long we got?
Oh well, interestingly though, first untapped beer check-in, classic Punk IPA. Which was early March 2018. And before that, I would say, before Untapped and probably before Craft, I was quite into the bitter. I remember coming back from Australia and we would go to the pub and drink bitter, or I'd join Jim, one of our pals, on the bitter and drink different bitters. And I'd say a good bitter drinking Bathams, so having a Bathams bitter, bit different to the lager, it was a little bit different. And then I can remember, I'm just looking at my own tap now actually, back in 2018, I can remember at work on a Friday, come sort of 3 o'clock, me and a pal, we used to take it in turns to go to Tesco, go to the World Beer section in Worcester, and basically choose a beer and have, you know, two or three of those each with people in the office at about 4 o'clock. And although it wasn't craft, we'd end up trying loads of different Belgian beers, loads of different American beers, hoppy beers, a little bit different from your usual Carlin. But I do remember very quickly a South African mate of ours and work colleague who went, right, you know, can I join in this? You guys get beers every Friday. Can I join? Yeah, of course you can get the next ones. And I don't think he'd quite got what we were trying to do. We were trying to, you know, understand, try different beers, look at different beers around the world. And he just came in with a slab of Carling and just put it there and kind of looked at us. We looked at him and he was dead serious. As in to say, like, I thought we were just buying beers. I'm like, that's not quite the point of it. We're trying loads of different beers. But, you know, we sat there and had the Carling from Stoke. Didn't check it in with Untappd.
Burton, isn't it?
Not Burton. Burton. Yeah, Burton. What did I say? Sorry, Burton. Yeah.
The Burton. There, mate.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It is Burton. Trying different beers, but then getting to craft. I'm looking at the Untappd again because I remember a mate of mine who was a home brewer and loved it and said to me, down the road at the pub, you mentioned it earlier, Dave, I've completely lost it.
Tonic.
Yeah, so Tonic round the corner from our office had the human cannonball range of beers from Magic Rock. So we had the Human Cannonball, the Neo Human Cannonball, the Unhuman Cannonball, and it was like a cannonball run. You know, it was these four beers, and he said, "Oh, you need to try these. You know, they're really good." He just started getting into a bit of craft, so we went down there and tried them. So it was the Magic Rock beers, Human Cannonball, which I think they still sell, but it was the three they don't sell anymore, which was the Neo Human, so it was a double IPA, triple IPA, I believe. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but I've just lost it on my page. But trying those, it was a little bit different. And I can remember trying them and having to walk home because at the time I broke my collarbone and I wasn't driving. And I was like, perfect opportunity. I was walking home anyway. So I had the four of those at the standard cannonball, the unhuman, the neo-human. And I was feeling it after that. So for me, trying those beers and then looking at Untappd, it was just trying a load of different beers, really. I think at the time we had the pub around the corner from work as well, which was, what's it called? I've lost the name for it. They obviously got the Hop Lords as well in Worcester. What's the name of the pub? Firefly, you've got it, yeah. The Firefly. And in there, you know, he did sell. And I remember he's selling was Steady Rolling Man by Daya. And thinking, that's really nice. Yeah, that's a really good pint. And it was a Friday night, finished work, and I was only going to have one. And I ended up having, I think, four or five pints of it because it was just incredible. So Daya was probably one of the beers on tap I'd had.
It's a good scene in Worcester, I think. Like, compared to
some good beers,
like, it's so much better than Birmingham. Like the craft scene in Worcester, like, you've got Tonic, you got Firefly, you've got Hop Lords where you can go and have a beer, can't you, while you're in there. You've got what's the one next to the Belgian place?
You've got Oil Basin. Yeah, you've got Triple B, which is obviously the Belgian specialist. And then, yeah, the Oil Basin next door. And again, looking at my Untappd, I remember having beer at Tonic and then going to the Oil Basin. It was kind of a Tonic, then the Oil Basin. And the chap who runs the Oil Basin, I can't think of his name, but he had a fridge full of beer. And, you know, we went there last year.
That's why I chose my beer. That's why I chose my Looper from that moment.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that soon. Because, that was, I just forget, we went there in the summer last year, went and have a pint of that, which did send us a bit loopy. So for me, it's trying that with Craig. I'll give him a shout out if he's listening. I doubt it. But Craig, who doesn't work at Airband anymore, but Craig was a big influence for me.
Airband?
Yeah, well, Airband, there you go. He got me into the craft journey. There's lots of other things that anecdotal moments I'm sure we'll pick up later on, but
I mean the biggest thing that I've noticed, that the massive difference, I don't know whether Dave you're similar, you know, pre-craft or whatever, I would go into a pub and have the same pint every single time. Same, usual. You know, now, you know, since, you know, craft journey, exploring different beers, I'll go into a pub, look in the fridges and specifically want something I haven't had, which is totally not who I was like a couple of years ago, whereas I'd be like, staple. You know, and that's a big thing that I love about craft beer, you know, it's a spin-off.
Ask JP anytime, like if me, JP and Bridget are going out, something like that, I start texting like a week, 10 days before, stressing, JP, what am I going to drink if there's no craft beer? What do I drink? Do I go cider? Do I go lager dash? What shall I drink if they've got no craft beer? And the last time we went out, we made a mistake. We went with wine, and you know, it was terrible, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, that first pint. Yeah, so last summer, just obviously after the lockdown and everything, we managed to get out for a beer. And I remember that first pint, it was Heineken, and it was poorly kept. It was awful. We had a picture of it as well in a nasty plastic pitcher glass. And yeah, it was awful. And not to say, you know, Heineken itself's awful, but it was dreadful. And I just remember thinking, let's get out of here because we need to get over to the Firefly. They're serving, you know, they'll obviously be serving a bit of crap. And as it were, they had the Daya Sound Machine, with the dipper, which was my... Got straight on the pint of that, which probably did send us the wrong way. But
came to the course of the afternoon.
It did, didn't it, really? But what a pint that is. You know, what a dipper that is.
Yeah.
Not sessionable, but we tried.
I mean, that's one of the best bits. I mean, it's beer aside, just the social aspect of it. When suddenly, you know, you've gone to the bar and four of you have got four different cans. You know, suddenly you're talking about what you've got as opposed to, I'll have four pints of San Miguel. You know, and you know, there's nothing to talk about with that. You know, suddenly it's like four different cans, four different percentages, four different histories, you know, four different flavors. You know, it just opens up so much conversation.
It's like, yeah, it does.
It's like a cool club, isn't it? Like, I'm all about the fad on, you know, I drive around in a Volkswagen Transport, I've got an English bulldog, you know, it's a cool club to be involved with. I'll do my best to try and get involved with it.
You just need to grow a beard now, mate. And so I just need to grow a beard. You're down in Cornwall, getting your verdant.
I've got to tell you, I've been trying to grow a beard since I was around about 17. I haven't shaved since I was 19. Yeah.
Don't think the three of us are very good adverts for beards, are we? I cannot grow a beard. That's for a fact. I've lost all the hair on my legs as well.
You're in good company, to be fair.
No, well, it's good to get our journey histories. You know, if that relates to anybody listening, you know what it's like. You go somewhere. We've all joined various Facebook groups. Back in the day, I can remember joining UK Craft Beer Forum and subsequently being removed from it for whatever reason. But never mind.
That's one for another day, I think.
That's one for another day. Just for our own controversial moments. I mean, I touched upon Magic Rock. I don't drink many of their beers anymore. We'll leave the politics out of it. But yeah, moving swiftly on from that. But anyway, let's focus on more recent times. Right, great to hear the journeys. Anyway, that's enough about us personally. Let's talk about why we're doing the podcast, I guess. Feel free to fill us in, Dave.
Why are we doing the podcast? So, look, I guess we're a beer shop, aren't we? Let's not make no bones about it. We sell this craft beer that we fell in love with. We sell it, you know, UK microbreweries. We try to get that story out there. And I guess we've had this kind of concept of, you know, both me and Sless have said how our thing, you know, our kind of enjoyment for the craft beers come from beer tasting. And I guess we've always been trying to kind of find a way to bring that to you guys, the customers. And I guess what we've kind of fell on and we're hoping works is a podcast where we'll do, I guess it's the introducing podcast is the idea for it in my head. This one here is introducing Craft Age. You've heard a bit about us, and we've all picked a beer, which we're going to go into in a minute. And on the back of that, we're going to create a little six box at a really good price point, where you know you can buy six really good beers. And I guess the dream is that people sit, you know, are going to sit there and listen to us on this podcast and drink these beers with us and think they're with us. Do you know what I mean? And join this journey with us. I guess that's the idea of the podcast for me.
That sounds great. Thanks, Dave. Yeah, no, absolutely agree. I think the three of us would probably have we'd all agree that, you know, the magic of craft haze for us, you know, it's not about just selling the beer. It's about picking the beer, finding those breweries, those cans
definitely
that are coming out and making an impact. And nothing beats it when we get these cans in. We are able to get, you know, to sample them, try them, and get them out there to you guys who are listening, who want to join the journey. Let's get into the beers. We've all picked a beer tonight to have, which I think are going down very well. In fairness, to be fair, I think they're good choices. What have we gone for? So I picked the LHG Brewpub Galaxy and Citra Pale, which is good. Sless, gone with a Turning Point.
Turning Point. It's a can of magic. Yeah,
like it. Kind of little tribute there to
going down
Freddie Mercury
currently.
Very well. And Dave, you picked one of my favourite core IPAs.
Yeah, Full Circle, Looper.
Nice.
Yeah, good beer.
Yeah, well, that's the one I've had before. The other two I haven't, so I'm looking forward to trying those. Well into LHG, Galaxy and Citra. For me, just picking that one. It's our first brew pub. It's available online still. So go ahead and go grab that. If you're drinking with us, fantastic. Again, I'm smelling the wrong beer, but I've gone through it already. And yeah, I'll agree with the back of the can. The abundance of tropical fruit flavours were in there. It was really good. It's moorish. And I think, as we said, these LHG Brewpub beers are more of a sessionable beer, and yeah, keeping it down at 5%, which yeah, might seem high to the old generation. This is fairly low in our recent things. Yeah, but LHG, if not many people, I'm sure people listening have heard of them. They're Brewpub. What do they do? Let's have a look at my notes here. I've got they raised over £1 million worth in crowdfunding to open this operation up. And I was lucky enough to go last year in the summer. Claire and I went down there, had a pizza in their brew pub, and had a couple of pints of their... In fact, sorry, yeah. So this would be the second beer I've had, because I had a pint in there. Forgive me, I can't remember. Caught me out, but I can't remember what pint I had. It was really good. But they started... I think they started back in 2014. A couple of them started on a sort of 200-litre kit. And I think... And this is what... I think it was a cuckoo setup, so they basically started going off brewing at different breweries, but their cuckoo operation started and went by the name of Left-Handed Giant, LHG. Their brew pub kicked off back in 2019, so it hasn't been going too long, but it's a great place. If you ever get a chance to go to Bristol and see these guys, this brew pub place right on the canal or the river, and it's a fantastic space, really, really good. Nice big glass frontages, you see the brewery in operation. They weren't brewing when we went down on Sunday. But beer is very good and pizza is very good. So yeah, highly rated. And actually, I think some of the early craft beers I had was LHG. And we started off, I think, on the store with a couple of LHG, didn't we?
Really
That Dipper.
Concrete Matter as well, wasn't it?
Concrete Matter went down well, didn't it? Yeah, that IPA.
Unbelievable.
Oh, the Pale, sorry. It was a Pale, wasn't it? And then Fossil and Fern.
I think in the short time we've been going, I thought Fossil and Fern was really good beer.
It's popular Dipper, wasn't it? So they certainly know what they're doing. Great brewery down in Bristol.
Just something you said there, JP, the Cuckoo Brewery. It's incredible, isn't it, Cuckoo Brewery? Like, you know, what you've got here, right, is so basically, you know, in layman's terms, what we're doing is Stella are letting Carling go into their brewery and brew beer to sell. You know, these breweries are letting their competition come in and brew beer that then goes and gets sold there. Do you mean that?
Use their kit.
Yeah, it's so inclusive and together.
It is great. Like Cuckoo or Gypsy Brewing or that style really is.
About the beer, isn't it, basically?
Yeah, the beer, the technique, what ideas you've got, go ahead and use it on our kit, essentially, which I think is a really good idea.
What did you think of the Galaxy and Citrus, Les?
Yeah, really nice. I mean, it's a nice starting beer, isn't it? 5%, so it's not too heavy.
Yeah.
Just goes down very easily. I mean, way too easily, to be honest. I could imagine drinking it on an afternoon, you know, a sunny afternoon in the park, that would go down very well.
Nice hazy pale.
Yeah, to be honest, LHG have done, like you say, Foss and Fern, Concrete Matter was probably one of my favourite beers we've had on the website, to be honest. Really good. I mean, it sold in no time, you know, so obviously everyone enjoying that. Great can art as well, you know, really good.
And LHG, well, they do a run club, don't they? I've just seen it on their website. All three of us are into our running. Yeah, just they do a little run club. Obviously, it's suspended at the moment.
How do we join?
Have they done 200k this week though?
They might have a Strava group. It's all been suspended for now on their website, but yeah, I don't know whether they have a Strava group. But that's a bit of a strange byproduct from our, just going quickly back to our craft tasting monthly sessions with the lads. That's a bit of a byproduct we started, isn't it? A bit of a running club on the side.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's been fulfilled by everybody. Some people,
some prefer the beer.
Excuses as much as they can. But it's been good, yeah. But it's like, again, it goes back to that cook, for me, it goes back to that cooking thing. We've created, the seven of us have created like a community, haven't we, I feel, like where, you know, I'm getting pushed on to run more. Running's brilliant, you all run your own race, and we're one guy can run 100K, one guy runs 10, and the guy who ran 10 actually did better that week, do you know?
Yeah, absolutely. We're all in it. Like the LHG say on their run club, no egos, no show-offs, just good vibes. I'd like to think we have a similar vibe on the Strava.
I mean, you're right, it does go back to that. I mean, it's definitely brought us closer as a group, you know, having our monthly beer tasting focused around, you know, good craft beers. I mean, it's just the social side that it's brought to us, isn't it?
Make a note for in September, when we did the podcast in September, if there's more than four of us on the beer tour.
Because
if there's not, it hasn't brought us closer together, has it?
Yeah, that's right. It does get somewhat competitive, to be fair, doesn't it?
It does.
There's scoring for sure.
I'm on the beer tasting, yeah.
I like the
tech to that.
Well, we've got a few technicalities now.
Podcast, I reckon.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, absolutely. Yeah. Well, perhaps 1 month we'll get everybody involved. We'll just start giving each other.
Well, I suppose that's the idea. I mean, we touched on it earlier, didn't we? That is the idea, really, of this podcast, isn't it? To replicate that beer tasting. I mean, we've had such a good ride this past 9 months on it.
Absolutely. I hope people listening are drinking with us.
Exactly. Rupert sat at home. None of his mates are into craft beer, but he is. So all of a sudden, he can come on this journey with us. That's the plan.
Absolutely. More than happy to give shout outs. I mean, yeah, if we've got 100 people listening, crikey, get on, get involved, drop us a message.
Definitely.
More than happy to give you a shout out. For now, it's just the three of us and probably the only three of us listening, but never mind. We'll crack on. Without further ado, I guess, Dave. Mike.
Sless, mate.
Not to you. Yeah, Sless. Give us a little rundown from Turning Point. What a brewery.
Yeah, I went through, Turning Point. Great brewery. Again, had a couple of their beers on already. We've had Disco King, I think Cosmic Flux. I think that
went. One of my personal favourites.
Yeah, I mean, I think Cosmic Flux is God. I think we've still got some of the Disco King. Both great beers, you know, really juicy. And then, you know, so I thought Turning Point, relatively new brewery in the north. I mean, 2017, so they've been going a few years, I think. North of Leeds, Harrogate, Wales. But basically, yeah, this is the first beer of this year. It's a can of magic. Great play on words. You know, great can. You know, great brewery. And just, you know, so far it's gone. Well, it's gone, to be honest, actually. You know, gone down really well by the looks of it. But
I'll finish mine.
Reasonable percentage as well, you know, 5.5%. You know, great colour, juicy, you know, not that heavy.
It's a little bit darker, isn't it? The colour comes across a little bit darker, I thought. But it still sort of maintains it almost a New England taste. It's that juice, isn't it? It's that real.
Yeah, really juicy. Nice follow on from the LHG as well.
I was listening to another podcast, and I don't know where we stand on names, so I won't. But they had turned. They had Turning Point on as a guest. And a really interesting thing is that they were somewhere near Harrogate when it started. And they had a natural spring water come into the brewery, and they used this natural spring water to brew their beer. And so they had no water bills. So, you know, beer, the biggest ingredient is water, and they didn't have to pay for it because it's natural spring. And then they moved to this other one. And then because they weren't using this natural spring and the water changed, they had to change their recipes. I think that's right.
No, I think you can be right, because they were. I think it's the other way around, though. They were, they were in York or somewhere near York, and they've moved to Harrogate.
Okay.
But okay. Yeah, you could be. I mean, that's good knowledge. That great knowledge.
Fair play. That's a bit of research. That.
I'm in a club, mate. Club, I'm all in. You know me. First rule of Fight Club: don't talk about Fight Club. I'm all in.
Yeah. So I mean, it's definitely it's a hugely, you know, exciting brewery. What I like about them, they haven't done loads of beers. You know, they're not flooded with beers, but they're all top quality beers. You know,
yeah, I like their artwork as well. I cannot.
And I thought they're all really innovative. They've got a good variety. You know, different flavors. You know, the cans look great, and you know, I see now. I mean, I was looking on the website, and the tap room looks phenomenal.
I was just going to mention that. I just looked
absolutely
at their tap room online.
Phenomenal. I mean, I love a tap room. You know, joined onto a brewery, it just looks brilliant.
And we could go to their tap room.
Absolutely,
it looks great. Yeah, I'm
big shout out for anyone you know who lives close by, and when obviously you know Bojo releases us all. But I mean, absolutely brilliant tap room. Incidentally, as well, I think you know again they do a Thursday night I think live Instagram feed. You know, talking about their beers. Oh, what's it called? I don't know, Turning Point Conversations or something, but definitely, again, worth checking that out because, you know, a great brewery. So all round, you know, really enjoyed the beer so far.
Good.
Canamagic's it's gone down brilliantly and quite keen on seeing what they're doing in 2021. I'm sure it won't be the last beer we'll have from Turning Point on Craft Days.
Keep our eye on those.
It was better than I thought it was going to be. Like, you know, I generally underscore compared to the untapped average. So when I saw 3.8... I was thinking to myself, oh gosh, this is going to be a 3.25, maybe a 3.5 if we're lucky. But I was pleasantly surprised with that. I liked it. You know,
I'd agree. I think that Cosmic Flux is one of my favourite IPAs, genuinely. I think it really is. And I know we've got Disco King still on the store. And that, again, is a very good American pale, slightly darker. I like that.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff. Great. Well, I've finished mine. I'm going to get on to Looper, if I'm honest. And this is Dave's choice.
Absolutely perfect timing for Dave to introduce us.
Yeah, I'm already on the Looper. Nice and go.
Good man.
Looper. I haven't obviously done anywhere near as much research as you guys. I was going to go with it's an orange can, I suppose. No. Obviously, a nice... brewery up in Newcastle, very, very new. 2019 they started.
I'm going to say they're fairly recent, aren't they? Fairly new.
Yeah, fairly recent. So the guy who does it, and gosh, I can't remember his name. I will. I'm going to quickly go and check his name.
I can help you with that if you like. Yeah. Because was it just? I'm going to say they're up in Newcastle.
Ben Cleary. Ben Cleary, right?
There he is.
His parents owned a wine shop or something like that, and his grandparents owned a pub, so he'd always been in that kind of alcohol thing. And in 2019, they started with their own little kind of kit, and I guess they really got going by the looks of it kind of end of 2019, 2020. So literally, you know, we're looking at a brewery that's 12, 18 months old, I guess, which for me is what Craft Haze is about. It's about introducing those new UK microbreweries that are coming out doing different stuff that people aren't there. So, you know, save you guys looking around at different things. We'll go out there and do that work and then bring them to you alongside those kind of established favourites like Gaia, Herd and all that. Looper, it's their core range. I think it's their flagship IPA. It's their number one.
You can see why, can't you? What a beer that is.
Yeah. Obviously, they've just brought out recently Duper, which is the dipper version. We've got both of those on site. We've got both those on site at the moment. I also think it was the first beer that sold out on our site, and I'm staring at something looking for
it.
I think Slash can confirm that.
Very popular. Very popular.
No, it was very quick. I know it went quick, and I think it was the first one to sell out. And I guess I chose it. One, you know, they're so proud of their city. From Newcastle, it's on the label. And I'm obviously proud of Birmingham, so, you know, some synergy there. But two is going back to that craft journey. That oil basin. You know, I was half cut, maybe a little bit more than half. And JP disappeared for 5 minutes and came walking back out with 3 pints of this Looper.
And what a colour, by the way, as well, in the glass.
I was just doing the same.
As you say, Dave, bringing 3 pints of that out, looking at that, I mean, that is epic, isn't it?
On a hot summer's day, that would just be unbelievable, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that took us to a next level, didn't it, Dave? I know, Citra again, you know, Mosaic, which is lovely, and Cashmere, which, you know, just featuring some of the nicer IPAs I've had.
I guess, like, going back to the start where, you know, I'm never going to talk to you about on the nose and mouth feel and all that bullshit. Like, I'm, you know, for me, like, I know what I like, and that's everything I like, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what surprises me, actually, is when you said they only just started 2019, I would consider Full Circle to be a massively, fully established brewery. They've got so many beers.
I'd agree,
really surprised when you said 2019 is when they started.
Have we got Hessen Vienna still? Is Hessen Vienna still on site?
It could be, it could be.
You know what?
It is. It's still on there. It's great lager, isn't it? Got it. Yeah. You can't deny it.
What I would say is I'd encourage you to drink it first.
Yeah.
On your night. So if you're going on a night and you're having a few beers.
Yeah, get that lager. Get that Hessen.
You look at that as well on the website. $3.45 a can as well. That's a bargain, that, isn't it? I mean, for a start, it's nice to have a lager as well. It's a refreshing change. Ever so often, really.
Yeah, 5%
nice.
Lager, isn't it? 5% lager at 3.45 is decent. Yeah, definitely worth a try. Looper's not too far behind in terms of price. What, 4.30? It is 6.4%. A little bit stronger, isn't it? But you wouldn't know it.
4%, right? You don't really taste that. I don't think
It's lovely, isn't it?
And what is it? £4 something on the money. You get a lot of you get a lot of bang for your buck there.
You do, yeah, and it's decent.
I guess it's because Newcastle's so cheap, isn't it?
I've never been to Newcastle.
£4.30 on the website
S43 up at Newcastle, aren't they? Or that way.
Pale water pale, that is. Which look, is an excellent pale, but that's like a, you know, what, 4.something%? You know, this...
Even less, I think. 3 point something. It's
weird. I think Cloudwater Pale runs at about 3.7%.
Yeah, 3.7, I think. So, I mean, the flavours. I mean, this is delicious, isn't it? This.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great drop. Looper and Duper. It's a more aggressive, older big brother, or younger, I guess.
I had my first Duper on Friday, because I hadn't had my first one on Friday. And that's pretty good, isn't it? If you're going to play the drink along with us and you've brought this box, I'd encourage you to go back online now and order some Duper, because if you're enjoying the Looper, you'll enjoy Duper.
Yeah, Duper's special. Got to give that. As soon as they released it. Before they'd released it, I'd said to a friend of ours, you know what, imagine if they did a double IPA with Looper. And he said, they're bringing it out, I kid you not, and I didn't believe him. And it was a birthday beer for them, or was it a celebratory?
A celebratory one, wasn't it? Yeah.
But yeah, they brought it out, and lo and behold, we got the first six, I think, me and a mate. And yeah, it is brilliant. They've done a great job. And they've got some good core beers, as well as some new ones coming out, actually, judging by their shop online.
They've got a few collabs, haven't they, as well,
We're doing introducing cafes. A couple of other breweries you like?
Oh, for me, I guess based where I am, so I'm in Worcester, Daya's down the road. I've always been a big fan of Daya. I've been a fan of the Bristol breweries we've got down there, which aren't too far away. And of course, down the southwest as well, Verdant. Always been a fan of Verdant beers. Equally, I think I always remember when we started Craft Haze, the first brewery I actually called up and spoke to were Abyss, were Andy and Andy at Abyss, and pick the phone up straight away. Yeah, great to hear your story. What do you want? We'll send it to you. And the Abyss beers, talk about, you know, a small brewery setting up just two guys. That's them. Yeah, and they're fantastic.
The Dank Marvin from Abyss, phenomenal.
That's incredible, isn't it?
I mean, we've got the Pale Deluxe on website at the minute, which is another brilliant beer as well.
Yeah. Really good with that Pixel Addict with the collab, which is good, really good. So for them, that's, you know, it's learning about new breweries and getting them on the shop so we can get them out to other people at Overtone, you know, S43, and more recently kind of like Neon Raptor, which they were kicking about. I remember having pints of that beer. They had a bit of a break for a while, and it's great to see them firing back up now, and having two beers available on the shop too.
And useless couple of breweries. I mean, JB's literally just listed the whole website, so
yeah, exactly. So I'm trying to think what's left really. But I mean, yeah. Pressure Drop, we've had quite a few from them. Pomona, we've had, you know, they're just so consistent. Every single beer I've had from Pomona has been brilliant. Mad Squirrel obviously got a special place in my heart. Been in St Albans, at the minute, and then, you know, got some good dippers on the site at the minute. Very good dippers. Abyss, Pixel Party. We got several dayers, haven't we? We got Saturated Nelson, Saturated Citra.
Yeah, we've still got those on, which are really good.
We've got the Attic Double Denim, Deliverance from Aberdale.
Have we still got the Attic Double Denim one? Oh, right.
Yeah, we've got four or five of them.
Yeah, really good. And then obviously Mad Squirrel, Constant Variables. And then I suppose probably Pent Rich more recently. You know, we've had quite a few from them, but every one of them really juicy, really hazy, really easy drinking. So I think probably recently they've been one of the ones that I've really enjoyed.
I'd agree with you with Pent Rich. How good have they been?
I mean, we had those at Christmas. We had the Christmas in Isolation tipper.
Yeah.
That's why I've changed my beer buying process this year, because I never got those last year.
I know. Oh, Gil. Oh, they were okay, Dave. I wouldn't say they were amazing. No, they were good. it's nice to carry the Pent Rich going, because we've got, I think, Planet on Wires, Happy and Sunburst, which is a phenomenal dipper. If you're listening, get on to that. Crikey, the Pent Rich beers are good.
Again, consistency with them, isn't it? Every single one I've had has been brilliant.
Yeah,
what about you, Dave?
I mean, JP's mentioned it, but kind of really quickly, probably two, but they deserve a bit more respect. S43, I think they're possibly up there as my favourite brewery. I suppose S43 to me are what they are for JP, and that I remember getting the Dank Knight and Twisted in.
Great name.
Was it Twisted in Simcoe at the same time as Dank Knight, roughly?
Did they have Tripping On.
Simcoe.
Yeah, that was, phenomenal.
That Dank Knight, that was the first, that was the beer that changed it for me, I think. The Dank Knight, that was the one. We've recently had How Are We Doing Kids, which again, class X43. Was that a cat or a car? I think I probably almost drank us out of that before the,
You did enjoy that. Absolutely. I can see why. Had some recent ones, haven't we? Pink Chimneys. I managed that one, which was decent. What was it they had? I'm just trying to think back to the Wu-Tang beer they had.
Oh, yeah.
Wu-Tang.
I'm sure somebody will correct us. I can remember the Tripping and Simcoe. They did the Tripping on Mosaic as well. Wu-Tangy Clan, which was it was Mosaic, Idaho 7, and Nelson as well. And Motika, which is, you know, the New Zealand hops, which
the Snickers, aren't they? The Snickers staff.
Yeah, you're not you when you're thirsty.
About You've Been Mangoed, the recent release?
I've not had
that. Incredible.
Back fridge, literally tonight.
We've got that on the store, haven't we? Yeah. That is an incredible kind of, you know, sour mango IPA. If anybody's listening, you have a chance to try that, get on site, because that's going quick, isn't it? I think we've got four or five.
People are ordering them in abundance. I mean, the minimum order's been like three.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, people are buying them in numbers, so need to get onto that. I've actually got one myself from the store yesterday, because I just know it's going.
On to this point, Polly's, everything they touch is golden, isn't it? Let's face it.
Yeah, you're right. And they're not massively a long-running brewery, Polly's, or Loca Polly. They used to be called before they had to have a cease and desist on their name and change the name which was a bit sad. But Loca Poly, I'm sure, was what they were called. And now they're, yeah, Polly's Brew Co.
And if, you know, all goes to plan and this is released on the 1st of March, this podcast, we're also releasing today our first Wylam, which I'm pretty excited about. You know,
We've been waiting for a while, haven't we, to get good Wylam out.
Back to beer tasting, JP orders put a Wylam in the box last month, and you know, it was everything I like, that kind of hop burn, that juice, that that everything I like. So I'm pretty excited about that. Hopefully coming in the middle of this week, so we can release it at the beginning of next week.
We're starting with a bang, aren't we? Then we've got an 11% or so.
That'd be good. No, yeah. Absolutely. That'd be good. Be nice to get a bit of Wylam on the store. I was thinking about season desists. I think Buxton had one with Omnipollo, which was... there was a club, Tropicana, had to change its name as well, which I should have mentioned in my craft beer journey. One of the first pints I had in Five Flowing Worcester was Club Tropicana by Tiny Rebel. And that was a phenomenal. It was a tropical IPA. Never tasted this before. It was phenomenal. But they had to change the name of that beer as well. If you notice, and I don't even notice, Club Tropica, they've had to change the name to. Lots of people not liking the fact that craft breweries and beers keep picking up names. But anyway.
I mean, going all the way back to the start about the craft beer, you know, really, we go through this first podcast and not mention cannons and the puns and the names, you know, like.
That's what it's all about, isn't it?
I write a lot of the mailers, and like, I depend on the pun of their name to try and turn around, you know, like the singles in the area with Tinder and stuff like that.
Absolutely. No, brilliant, isn't it?
It's a can of magic.
Yeah, so creative, aren't they, with a picture of Freddie Mercury about?
I think
we touched on it earlier, didn't we? And I guess that's kind of why craft haze exists, doesn't it? Because you know we've all used, you know, the other beer shops, and you know, it's not to knock them in any way, but I guess there's just an abundance out there. And I think what we're about is, you know, you won't find absolutely loads on our website, and purposefully so. You know, there's a single page of beers that's forever changing. You know, and that's the key, really, that we saw. And that's kind of linked into our beer tasting. You know, it's a fresh set every month of new beers. You know, make life easy. We'll do that work for you. You click on them, you put them in your basket, and you get them delivered. And I think that's what it's about. Like, there's nothing, I mean, me and Dave, early days, talked about there's nothing worse than coming to a website and being presented with 25 pages, you know, of 4,000 beers across, you know, the UK. And that's what we're trying to get away from, isn't it, really, at craft days?
I mean, there's so much choice. We know that. We know there's so much choice across the UK. And I know that's what we're focusing on, really, is the UK craft scene. But I know a lot of subscription sites and other sites will throw in all sorts and everything, whereas we're just trying to keep the best UK breweries up there, you know, on our site, by keeping, you know, the likes of Turning Point, the likes of Full Circle, LHG, Neon Raptor, Overton. There's so many to mention. But I don't think our range is pretty fresh.
Like, for me, if I was a customer, what I'd do is every month I'd be paying. I'd come on, I'd buy one of our six-pack multi-packs. You know, there's a few on there, I think, at £30 for six craft beers. They've generally got two dippers in there. I mean, I think there's decent value. And then I'd buy another six beers and I'd pick myself to take myself over the £60 and get free delivery. And that's what I'd do. If I was a customer of Craft Days, I'd be looking to get an order of 12 beers using the six pack as my base for value, and then another five or six beers to take myself over the £60.
Definitely. Especially get the six pack, listen to the podcast, enjoy a few beers with it, and you've got six as well for the rest of the month.
Well, it's the first podcast, so there's a lot. The jury's out on if it's worth listening to. But the six beers...
If not, you'll have 12 good beers, if nothing else.
Yeah, absolutely.
The beers are definitely worth having, do
they? Yeah, that's what we'll try and do. We'll just try and keep the beers fresh, you know, and enjoyable beers as well. Absolutely. Definitely. Fairly highly rated on Untappd. And a good selection. Ooh. All happy with this looper then? All good?
Yeah.
It ain't going to go wrong, is it?
Really, like, we've drank them in the right order tonight. So,
yeah, I think so.
We've drank them in the right order. I personally think they've probably got a little bit better each time. I think if I was going to rank them tonight, I'd go Looper was our best, Can of Magic was second, and LHG was third. That's
same here. Yeah,
I'd say so. Highly rated.
Yeah, maybe different occasions though, isn't it? I suppose. You know, I think LHG for me is more of an afternoon beer. I think, and the others perhaps getting more into after you've had a few others, I think it warms up. So.
Yeah, absolutely, it's good. No, nice little selection there. Good three. Happy with those. Yeah, it's good to have just looking at the store actually and just seeing what's on. It's good to have some Overtones back on. We've always been a fan of those, haven't we?
Exactly. I mean, on the store at the minute, I think we've got about 48, 50 odd beers. You know, we've mentioned some of the breweries so far, S43. Yeah. You know, Full Circle, Turning Point, you know, Neon Raptor, Black Iris. I mean, big variety of breweries.
Good mix across the UK.
I'll tell you who's good, who I'd never heard of until this year. And look, I know I've talked about Sam McGill on here, so you know, who am I? But who I'd not heard of before this, we've got Phantom. I had Phantom Under the Sea. So it's the Under the Sea series, the Galaxy. I had that on Friday. And I've got to tell you, it's a very, very good beer.
And 6% IPA.
Yeah. And I'd encourage people, I guess, you know, typically what... So if you look at historically us growing up as 15-year-olds trying to get served and moving on in life, you historically go and everyone drinks the same and then they always drink the same. I guess, you know, there might be people out there who kind of... tipping their toe in the craft thing and they're sticking to the same things. One of JP's mates who's drinking a lot of Brewdog, which, you know, they do their job, Brewdog, being brilliant. And he thinks he's big into craft. And what I'd encourage people to do is try everything because.
Absolutely.
They're rubbish and awful. You know, there's not many beers that are terrible, but sometimes you'll have something that's really special that you wouldn't have had otherwise. Do you know what I mean? That'd be my advice.
100%. And I mean, some of these breweries you get, I mean, Nothing Bound, and, you know, we'll talk about them on another podcast, but, you know, they do a handful of beers and they're all exceptional. You know, it's not always about quantity at all. You know, some of these
breweries are
doing absolutely fantastic beers. And I guess that's what we're, you know, that's what you're saying, isn't it? You know, that's what we're about. You know, and that's what we're, craft days. Once a beer's gone, it's gone. On to the next one.
Yeah, exactly. I like the fact we've picked a couple of sours up. You know, we had the Atom PH on, which is a really nice sour, fruited sour. And then having, you know,
We've got the Aberdale as well, haven't we? The Funkin.
Oh, yeah, we have. Funkin Rung, which is that sort of soured lager, I think. And then more recently, you know, the UB Mango, that sort of sour mango IPA, which is just an interesting taste. All right, you might not want five in a row, but to have one or two is phenomenal. And at 6.7%, you just don't know it's there. But what a tasting beer that is. So, yeah, lovely little collab there from S43 and Play. No, great stuff. Well, it's good to mention a few beers we've got going at the moment. Check it out, by all means, if you're listening. There's some really good beers on at the moment from some great breweries from the UK. So, yeah, thanks for listening, all. I think we'll wrap it up there. I don't think there's much more to say. We'll see how the next couple of weeks come about.
So I guess quickly there, next month, you know, the plan will be next month is that the free beers will all be from the same brewery and we'll be introducing a brewery to you guys.
Absolutely. We look forward to doing that. Introducing a brewery. Those three beers. You could drink along with us, which will be good. And hopefully we'll keep it relevant, nice and fresh, like the beer. And all being well, you'll be on listening. Gents, anything else from anybody else? I think we're done.
Yeah, all done, mate.
Till next time.
Till next time, thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Head over to crafthaze.co.uk to take a look at the latest.
Like, share, rate on the...
That's right, yeah. Whatever you got to do about your podcast, like, share, rate it. Big up to you. Thanks for listening. Really, really appreciate it. We'll see you again soon.